A decade has passed since a major ice storm hit Halton Hills during the holiday season, making it one that many will never forget. As local residents were gearing up for Christmas, the community was plagued with power outages that lasted for days. A collapsed tree in Norval. Jason Markle Penny, Halton Hills Public Library photo. Tree limbs littered the already slippery streets, forcing emergency workers to deal with two extra hazards when driving. An eerie scene played out as it appeared the municipality was covered in glass. The Gellert Community Center was turned into an evacuation site with cots and food. The Acton Fire Hall and the Georgetown Police Station were both converted into warming centers. Various elected representatives did their part to assure and inform the public. A thick layer of ice coated everything in the community. An Adema photo. Please stay off roads unless it is an emergency. Not safe to walk as many branches are falling like toothpicks, then Mayor Rick Bennett tweeted. Halton Hills firefighters working with town's public works using chainsaws. Everyone pulling together as best we can. Looking at archival reporting from the time, it seems the unknown weighed heavily on some people as they waited for many days for power to be restored. However, the town's characteristic positivity was not dampened. An opinion piece in a local newspaper was effusive towards everyone who took part in the relief effort. The author praised Halton Hills Hydro for doing a thankless job in terrible conditions. An Adema photo. They gave a tip of the hat to the town's public work crews and to emergency services personnel from police, fire, to emergency medical services who worked diligently to prevent this horrible situation from being worse. Acton St. Albans Anglican Church brought food to hydro workers as they turned the lights on. Many locals got together and helped where they could, perhaps making this Halton Hills' finest hour. Bob Desjardin of Georgetown wrote to the media about how he and his neighbors enjoyed getting to know a hydro crew from Peterborough who worked to restore power in his neighborhood. He extended a thank you to all crews while remembering those who still did not have power. Those who sought refuge at the Gellert described the atmosphere as upbeat with Christmas music. Meanwhile in Acton, a group of volunteers who serve up a free meal every Christmas prepared dozens of takeout-style turkey dinners for the hydro teams hard at work throughout the community. With files from Melanie Hennessy. Beauty After the Storm. A game of ice hockey on Ferry Lake in December 2013. An Adema photo.